This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Welcome to episode number 2 that is focusing on how the Quran speaks about various topics. In our previous episode, we spoke about how the Qur'an speaks about the topic of happiness. And we extracted 7 principles, if you remember. In this episode, we're going to be speaking about how the Qur'an speaks about the topic of excellence, al-ihsan. We want to be people of excellence, not just in this month, but people who excel in everything they do till the moment they die in the hope for an excellent reward from Allah, a reward of ihsan. So let us begin. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the early parts of Mecca, when he was still planting the initial seeds of Islam, was experiencing enormous trauma and hardship, psychological, physical, spiritual, and the rest of it. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was being exposed to so much pressure, only Allah Almighty knows. He had, for example, his wife Khadija, who had just passed away, and she was really his internal line of support, who supported him with everything she could. You had also his external line of support, who was his uncle Abu Talib, who had also just passed away in Mecca. And what made things even more bitter was that he died without Islam. His companions were being persecuted. His companions were being exiled from their homes. A group of them were hiding with their tribes in different parts of Arabia. Other groups were hiding in Abyssinia, in the land of Africa. Not their land, not their culture, not their people. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, required something from Allah Almighty that would reignite with him the energy that was needed so that he may continue upon the path of da'wah that he was upon. And what was it that Allah Almighty would give him? Allah would give him surah to Yusuf, the chapter of Yusuf. A surah that would do just as what Allah Almighty intended for it to do. To remind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam of the experiences and the hardships of the prophets who came before him. And it was essentially a reminder and a blueprint for our Prophet ﷺ and for every righteous Muslim, male and female, who would come after him. This is what you are required to do during times of hardship. And here is a case study, the story of Prophet Yusuf. Allahu Akbar. It was that energy and zeal and that burst of enthusiasm that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam needed at that time, and we need every second of the day. Today we want to focus on just one episode from the many episodes of excellence found within the story of Yusuf. And this is when he was inside of the cell due to a crime that was placed upon him he had not committed. And he spent a few years there in the cell. Allah Almighty said, وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجِنَ فَتَيَانَ. There in the cell, 2 young men were with him inside of the jail. قال أحدهما إني أراني أعصر خمرا. One of the 2 men said, O Yusuf, I have seen myself pressing grapes. I'm producing wine. وقال الآخر إني أراني أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا تأكل الطير منه. And the other one said, O Yusuf, I have seen that birds are eating bread from my head. I am carrying bread on my head and birds are taking it away. They said to him, نبئنا بتأويله. Give us the interpretation of these dreams. Inna naraka minal muhsinin. We see that you are a person of ihsan. We see that you are a good doer. You are a person of excellence. This is the scene we would like to focus upon. Yusuf was identified as a man of excellence, even when he was in the cell. It was clear that Yusuf was not the same with respect to his eating habits, his worship habits, the way he talked, the way he slept, the way he conducted himself, the way he used free time. It was clearly visible even to those who were criminals from within the cell that this man Yusuf conformed to sublime morality. Something very unique was about him. We see, they said to him, that you are a man of excellence. What is excellence? Ihsan. It is that station whereby you behave with people as if you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is 2 essential components that make up al-ihsan. A, somebody who is always doing the best he can to serve others. And number 2, this person is looking to excel in every duty that they have to reach the very top. Islam, dear brothers and sisters, it has five pillars. We know what they are. Iman, the belief in Allah Almighty, it has six pillars. As for Ihsan, which is the uppermost part of faith, it has only one pillar. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. That you worship Allah Almighty as if you can see Him. But if you cannot see Him, then know that He can see you. That is Ihsan. It is Islam. Then it is Iman. Then it is Ihsan. It is the uppermost part of faith and the pinnacle of conduct. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, a person of Ihsan does not aim for a half-finished job. Their motto in life is, how am I going to excel in this predicament, in this circumstance? How am I going to perform in that which is best, as if I can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the slogan of a believer, a person of Ihsan, excellence, is, I want to be, as much as humanly possible, perfect in everything that I endeavor to do, because this is the quality Allah Almighty loves from people. This, dear brothers and sisters, i.e. the quality of Ihsan, is the summary of what Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was all about. And this is our focus for today. Excellence, as was discussed by the Quran, and using the story of Yusuf as a case study to exemplify this. Consider with me the sheer number of times that the description of Ihsan was placed side by side with the name of the Prophet of Allah, Yusuf, subhanAllah. It is phenomenal and incredibly noteworthy. When he was growing up, a young man, a person of adolescence, look at what Allah Almighty said about him. وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجِزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Allah said, when he reached his full age of maturity, we gave him knowledge and judgment. This is how we reward the people of Ihsan, Allah says. Al-Muhsineen, the people of excellence, the good doers, Allahu Akbar. Place number two in the Quran, Allah Almighty said about the Prophet of Allah, Yusuf, نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَن نَشَاءُ وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ We touch with our mercy whoever we will, and we will never allow the reward of the people of Ihsan to be lost. Allahu Akbar. Allah said about Prophet Yusuf and people who follow him, we will never allow the reward of the people of Ihsan to be lost. Allahu Akbar. When Prophet Yusuf was in the prison, as we just heard earlier on in the introduction, the two criminals said to Prophet Yusuf, نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Give us the interpretation of these dreams, because we see that you are a person of Ihsan, you are a person of excellence, you are a good doer. Furthermore, place number four in the Quran where Prophet Yusuf was described as a person of Ihsan was when he finally met his brothers towards the end of the story. He recognized them, but they did not recognize him. What did they say to him? It was just a brief encounter, but they realized he was a man of Ihsan. Allahu Akbar. They said to Yusuf, يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزُ إِنَّ لَهُ أَبًا شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا فَخُذْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانَهُ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ They said, please take one of us instead of the younger brother. He has an old father. He has an old father. We see that you are a person of Ihsan. Allahu Akbar. We see that you are a person of Ihsan. Whoever Yusuf met, subhanAllah, he would rub off on them. His greatness would rub off on them. It was clear that this man had vibes of excellence and good doing. And these are the types of people we want to be, dear brothers and sisters. Finally, when Prophet Yusuf met his brothers again towards the end of the story, and this time he identified himself to them, I am your brother Yusuf. We have been separate from one another all these years. What did Prophet Yusuf say to them? He said to them, أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفْ قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفْ He said, I am Yusuf. وَهَذَا أَخِي And this is my brother. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ Indeed, whoever has consciousness of Allah and he lives by patience, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجَرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Then indeed Allah Almighty will never allow the reward of the people of Ihsan to be lost. Never, Prophet Yusuf, he said. Focus on these five descriptions that we just gave from five different people, from five different places in the Quran. They all described Prophet Yusuf with the exact same description. You are a man of Ihsan. And notice how these descriptions came from young people, from adults, from strangers, from family members, from friends and others, from travelers, from residents, during times of ease, during times of prosperity, when Yusuf was behind bars, when Yusuf was a free man, when Yusuf was a king, when Yusuf was a slave. Every single time people bump with him or bump into him and cross roads with him, they describe him in the same way. You are a man of ihsan, Allahu Akbar. And therefore, this is the reality of a muhsin, a Muslim who behaves with excellence. He or she does not wait for a good day in order to exercise ihsan. Even when that day is rainy, even when cash is short, even when suitors are not knocking on his or her doors for marriage, even when there is a financial difficulty or there is a social crisis or there is a marital problem or there is an issue with your children or whatever it may be, your priority during that predicament is, how am I going to behave with ihsan? How will I make the most out of this situation so that I am a person of excellence in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So these are the true people of ihsan, people who do not allow circumstances to change them. Rather, when circumstances are always changing in their lives, they are stationed, they are fixed. They always want to position themselves with the mindset of being a muhsin. How am I going to emerge from this predicament as a person of ihsan? Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu. Welcome back. Now that we have discovered the description of who a muhsin is, the pillars of ihsan, or the pillar of ihsan, and some of the descriptions in the Quran that describe Yusuf as being a person of ihsan, you may now be asking yourself the perfectly natural question, can you give us some examples in the life of Prophet Yusuf, how he practically behaved with ihsan, so that we can compare these descriptions upon our lives, and that we have something practical to work with? And the answer is yes. The Quran from Surah Yusuf has given us examples of how Yusuf behaved with ihsan in different predicaments, different circumstances, and different countries as well. But the objective was always one in his life, to be a person of ihsan. Consider with me the following. During times of seduction, when that beautiful and high-ranking woman sought to seduce Yusuf to do the haram, the impermissible act with her, what did Yusuf say? How did he behave? He did not simply lower his gaze. He did not simply turn around and give her his back. Rather, Allah Almighty said, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. They ran to the door. He ran to the door. Notice how he put out this fitna with ihsan, with excellence. And he would say, Ma'ad Allah, God forbid, Allah forbid. Innahu Rabbi ahsana mathwai. Your husband, he is my master. He has made my stay so comfortable. Innahu la yuflihu al-zalimun. And Allah Almighty will never allow the wrongdoing people to prosper. Look at those words, dear brothers and sisters. Words of courage and strength and bravery and taqwa. Or if you wish, these were words of ihsan. Consider with me how when Yusuf came to see how his beauty made women cut into their hands with knives because of how splendid Allah Almighty made him look, it didn't get to his head. And Yusuf behaved with ihsan. He saw that these women, a group of them, were conspiring against him, each wanting him to herself. How did Yusuf behave with ihsan? And he said, رَبِّ السِّجِنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. Oh my Lord, going to prison is dearer to me than responding to that which they are calling me towards. Allahu Akbar. The prison is dearer to me than what they are calling me towards. See, he was so beautiful. And he realized that people saw him as beautiful. It didn't mess with his head, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the least, God forbid, as it may do with us. With praise and words of admiration that we sometimes get from people that are far less than women cutting into their hands because of supposed beauty. I mean, sometimes a brother is told, oh mashallah, akhi, your shoulders are looking a little bit wider than usual. Are you working out? What does he do? He tries to find those bits of clothes that will exaggerate the size of his shoulders. It gets to his head. Or a sister is told that, mashallah, the hijab that you wear, that color is beautiful. It really brings out the green in your eyes, or the blue in your eyes, or the brown in your eyes. So what does she do? She always picks for that particular color. She wears it in the morning, wears it in the evening, and maybe she will also say, when I die, shroud me in this color as well. Subhanallah al-Azim, it gets to our heads, as males and females, it does. And look at social media, look at Snapchat filters. We really want to present ourselves in ways that don't represent us in reality. It gets to our head. But in the life of a muhsin, it doesn't. In the life of a muhsin, he or she does not want to be a reason why people turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or obsession is taken away from Allah and given to him or her. No, that is not a person of ihsan. And that is how Prophet Yusuf behaved, alayhi salatu wasalam. When it became so evident that he was beautiful and women wanted him, he behaved with ihsan. He said, I prefer to go to jail, thank you very much. Then what you are inviting me towards, Allahu Akbar. Can we do the same? Scenario number three. When Prophet Yusuf realized that his friends in the prison also required dreams interpreting, how did Yusuf behave? He behaved with ihsan. He gave them da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't just merely interpret their dreams. That is someone who behaves with ihsan, capitalizing upon every opportunity. He said to them, Ya sahiba yasijini a'arbabun mutafarriquna khayrun amillahu al-wahidu al-qahhar. He said to them, oh, my friends of the cell, are many dispersed gods better? Or is it Allah Almighty, the one, the prevailing? And he began to call them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most amicable and comprehensive and understandable and eloquent of ways. He behaved in ihsan, with ihsan, even when he was behind the cell. When news came to him that the ruler of Egypt required his dream interpreting, the same ruler who was perhaps part of the reason why he was behind the cell or behind bars, Yusuf responded with ihsan and he interpreted the dream. And not only that, he went a tad further and he gave them a practical solution how to behave so that they come out of the fitna, the difficulty that was coming in the direction of Egypt, unharmed. That is someone who behaves with ihsan. Finally, when Prophet Yusuf was given the opportunity of walking out of the prison, again he behaved with ihsan and he said to the person, irja' ila rabbika fas'alhu ma balu niswati allati qatta'na aydiyahun. He said, you go back to your Lord and ask him about those women, why they were cutting their hands. In other words, Yusuf said, I will prefer to stay here behind bars without my freedom till my name is cleared from that charge that was falsely placed upon me. I am an innocent man, and this is behavior with ihsan. Brothers and sisters, these are some of the examples I wanted to share with you regarding how Yusuf behaved with ihsan in the wake of every circumstance that came his way. Now, I am with you. Acting upon the station of ihsan is not easy, because it is a station that governs not only how you behave outwardly, but how you behave inwardly. How you wake up and how you sleep and how you socialize, how you talk, how you dress, how you don't. Allahu Akbar, all of this comes under the category of ihsan. And therefore, it is a difficult station to attain, and this is precisely why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us and given us a sneak preview of what He will offer to those who try their best to live by ihsan. What are these things? In order to excite you and to excite me to really make an effort to change our lives from this episode onwards to be people of ihsan. Well, Allah has told us that He loves the people of ihsan. What more do you want? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah Almighty loves the people of ihsan. What else? إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The mercy of Allah Almighty is close to the people of ihsan. What more could you want if Allah's love will be with you and His mercy will be with you? What else? إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah is with the people of taqwa and He is with the people of ihsan. Allahu Akbar. You have with you the ma'iyyah, the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What more could you want? The reward for the people of ihsan is Jannah, paradise, the home of ihsan. But there is more than Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Brother Ali, are you sure? Yes, I am sure. For the people of ihsan, Allah has prepared for them something that is greater than Jannah. What is that? Well, you see, whilst the people of Jannah are there in paradise experiencing their pleasures and fulfilling their fantasies that they had buried in their hearts in the life of this world, but in the purest and cleanest of ways, there in Jannah. There in Jannah, in the companionship of angels who are rushing to fulfill their desires and help them with everything that they require, showing them the scenery of Jannah, introducing to them the food and the bedding and the drink and the treasures of Jannah, as they tour the kingdoms of Jannah and inhale the beautiful airs of Jannah, as they hear things that no human ear has ever heard and seen things that eyes have never seen. They are then taken aback with a reward that their minds could never have imagined. And no angel has prepared this reward. They were taken by surprise with a luxury that they had implored Allah Almighty for so many years when they were still in the life of this world. Now is the time to see the face of Allah, the Majestic Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And there, in a breathtaking display of might and power, Allah Almighty begins to remove the veils of light and the veils of pride between us and Him. And all of a sudden, Allah Almighty, that Lord whom you and I had worshipped for many years in the unseen, you are now able to see Him with your very eyes. La ilaha illallah. And at that point, you forget the men and the women of paradise and the rivers of paradise and the treasures and palaces of paradise. And you have nothing on your mind other than taking in the greatness of this Lord that you are now observing. La ilaha illallah. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَيْنَمَا أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ فِي نَعِيمِهِمْ إِذْ صَطَعَ لَهُمْ نُورٌ. Whilst the people of paradise will be experiencing their delights in paradise, whilst the people of paradise will be experiencing their pleasures, a light will appear from above them. فَرَفَعُوا أَبْصَارَهُمْ. They will look into the heavens. فَإِذَا الرَّبُّ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ قَدْ أَشْرَفَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. Then they will see that their Lord Allah Almighty has appeared from above them. And there He will say to them, أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ, O people of Jannah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلَا يَلْتَفِتُونَ إِلَى شَيْءٍ مِمَّا هُمْ فِيهِ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ مَا دَامُوا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْهِ. And they will continue looking at the face of their Lord, staring at Him, not looking at anything else in paradise, so long as He is looking at them. حَتَّى يَحْتَجِبَ عَنْهُمْ, till He veils Himself from them yet again. وَيَبْقَى نُورُهُ وَبَرَكَتُهُ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي دِيَارِهِمْ. But the light and the blessings of Allah Almighty remain with them within their homes. Allahu Akbar. Seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that which is better than Jannah. And that is why Allah, He said, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً. For the people who behaved with ihsan, we will give them the best and extra. The best, that is paradise. And the extra, that is seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. They were people who behaved in the life of this world with ihsan as if they can see Allah Almighty. And so Allah will reward them by showing Himself to them. Jaza and wifaqa. This is a very just reward Allah Almighty gives them. And similarly, those who behaved without ihsan, as if Allah Almighty did not exist, their punishment will be likewise. Allah will not show Himself to them on the Day of Judgment. La ilaha illallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, in conclusion, in the wake of every difficulty in your life, make your priority, how am I going to behave with ihsan? If you have an online social media platform or something to that effect, ask yourself, how am I going to present myself and my content with ihsan? When you are torn between two job opportunities, ask yourself, how will I choose with ihsan? When a sin presents itself to you in the morning or the evening, ask yourself, how will I react with ihsan? When isms and cultures and ideologies and acceptabilities are pressurizing you, my sister, to adopt a particular hijab and style of their liking, ask yourself, what is the hijab of ihsan? When two individuals are presenting themselves to you for marriage, ask yourself, how will I choose with ihsan? If you are a bachelor still waiting for marriage, ask yourself, how will I be waiting with ihsan? And Allah Almighty will reward you by giving you a reward of ihsan in the hereafter. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the topic of ihsan that I wanted to share with you and how the Quran has tackled this particular topic. In our next episode, we will be looking at a different topic which the Qur'an has addressed, namely how the Qur'an speaks about the topic of popularity and fame. Jazakumullahu khairan. I hope to see you then. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.